Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight, what we're going to be discussing in Hilchos Shemitah is an absolutely beautiful and fascinating sugya. It's halacha lemaisa, but also has fascinating angles to it in the Gemaras and in Midrashei Chazal. And that is the requirement and the mitzvah of making one's fruits and field ownerless. The Torah Kedoshah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, there was an error here in the photocopy, we had Parshas Bahar, but it's in Parshas Mishpatim that the Torah Kedoshah says, "Vashviyas tishmetena unetashta." In fact, it's quoted on the second page from the Medrash Halacha that there is a chiyuv in the seventh year to do something called to be shomet and to be notesh. Now, some translate tishmetena from the word to be mafkir. We have by Shemitas Ksafin that there's a mitzvah to be shomet. Although it's interesting that the word that's used in the Rambam, if we take a look in Perek Dalet, Halacha Chav Dalet, is not the word to be mafkir, but rather the Rambam writes, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chav Dalet, he writes, mitzvah saseh lahashmit, kol ma shetotzi ha'aretz b'shvias. So, lahashmit doesn't necessarily mean to be mafkir, to be ownerless, but it could mean something else. And we're going to discuss the word shmot, for example, in Dvarim, where we discuss Shemitas Ksafim, means shmot means to forgo the loan. So over here, there's this inyan l'shmot. What exactly does it mean to be shomet? Let's see how the Medrash Halacha understands, and we'll come back to the Rambam. In Mechilta de Rav Yishmael, in the Mechilta, we have the following lashon. Mipnei ma amra Torah, why does the Torah say, v'ashvi'is tishmetenu umenetashta? Lo sheyocho osa aniyim, harei ani machniso mechalka laaniyim. Talmud lomar v'ashvi'is tishmetenu umenetashta. Why does the Torah just simply say, take it in and give it to the aniyim? Says the Torah Kedosha, Magid sheporetz bo pratzos. It's coming to tell me that I need to break a hole in the wall around the field. And here the Medrash Halachas tells us something very interesting. There's a chiyuv for me to break a hole in the wall. Ela shegadru chachamim mipnei tikkun ha'olam. But the Chachamim came along, and because of Tikkun HaOlam, they say, I don't need to break the wall of the field. So again, Mi'ikur Dedina, the halacha is, Vashviyas Tishmetenu Natashta, that I got to, Shomet means I got to open up the entire land to everybody. However, the Chachamim say, I don't have to be Poritz Kiritzos. So what exactly is going on that the Chachamim said that I don't have to? So we're going to go methodically, Be'ezer Hashem, through the different mefarshim that we have on the side of the Mechilta. We're going to go through those mefarshim, and then we're going to begin to discuss halacha lemaisa, what it means, v'ashvi'is tishmetenu netashta. First of all, let's take the approach of one of the most foremost poskim. The Perush Zeis Ranon, if I'm not mistaken, is the Magen Avram. So if we take a look in the Zeis Ranon, he writes, Poretz Ba'Pratzos, on that Mechilta, on the side of the Mechilta, we have a Perush Zeis Ranon, on the right side of the column, under the Hagos Hagro. So he says, Perush Begeder Poretz, the Chiyuv is to open up the fence, Kedeshi Mufker Lakom, however we don't do it Mepnei Tikkun HaOlam. So what exactly was the Tikkun HaOlam? That Chazal say you don't have to do it. Efshar says that Zeisran on the Choshishu Shema Yechrivo Ilanos, the fear was that people would come in and they would destroy trees. Lachen itiru lios lo geder. Therefore, they allowed the fence to stand. Now, the Zeisran on is bothered that Minat Torah Tishmetenu Natashta means to open up the field, means that you really have to take down the fences. However, Chazal were afraid that once you opened up the fences, so then what would happen would be that people would just run over your land. So then they said, you don't have to open up the fences, you don't have to break down the fences. Aval al kolponim, adds the Magen Avram, lo yinal ha-pesach bimonu. You shouldn't lock the door with a lock. Kamoshe kasu ha-tosis b'sukkah, we've discussed this tosis and sukkah on Lamites in the past, and that is that tosis and sukkah says that there's an isra of meshumar of guarding the field. So since there's an isra of meshumar, the requirement would be not to lock the field. So how does the Magen Avraham read the Mechilta? He reads the Mechilta saying that really, I would have thought Tishmetenu Natashka means that you should pour it for pratzos. However, the Chacham saw that there is no chiyu for a person to allow his trees to be damaged. Someone called me up and asked me the following question. They're buying a house during Shemitah. Is there any problem of them buying a land and buying karka? The answer is no. There's no problem with that. There's no problem with showing bailus over land. The chiyuv is to make sure that the area where you have fruits, so that area is hefker, that people could come and get the fruits. It says among Avram, there's no mitzvah for you to allow people to come in and to destroy the trees, and since there's no mitzvah to allow people to come in and destroy the trees, so he says the halacha would indicate that as long as it's closed but not locked, it would be acceptable. Contrast that to the Perish Zeyinachamenu on the side of the Mechilta. He learns an entirely different pshat. He says, Elisha Godru Chachom Shalo Yaros Gidrom Epnei Tikkun Olam Kadesh Lo Yikoshlu Bo Rabim She Yizro Ka'afar Vafonim Lemokom Drisas Ragli Adam. He says the chash was that what happened was everybody followed the mitzvah of breaking down their fences, and when they followed the mitzvah of breaking down their fences, so then people started tripping on it. So then he said that you no longer, even though the simple reading of the Torah is unatashta, that you have to open up, mamish, take down the fences, but the Geder of Tikkun HaOlam said that you don't have to do that. Mashma, that like the Magen Avram is saying in the conclusion, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to lock it, but rather it could be open and available for others. The Perish Me'a Chesed on the bottom gives a third pshat, but this suffices for our purposes. These two pshatim of what the Tikkun HaOlam is. Based on this, the Kesef Mishnah tells us how to read the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Chav Dalet. We started reading that Rambam. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Lahashmit Kol Mashatotzi Arts B'Shvi'is Shenemar V'Hashvi'is Tishmetenu Natashta V'Chol HaNoel Karmo Os Sogar Sadeu B'Shvi'is Bitol Mitzvah Saseh. So there's a mitzvah of V'Hashvi'is Tishmetenu Natashta, and therefore, if you lock your field, so then you're over the mitzvahs asay. V'chein, im osav kol peiros l'sof peiso, also if you take all the fruits in. Ela, yafkir akol, you should make everything hefker, v'yad akol shavim b'chol makom, shenemar v'ochlu evyone amecha. Says the Kesef Mishnah, where did the Ramban get this idea that if you're Noel Karmo, so then you're being Mevatel Mitzvah Saseh? From the Mechilta, that you can't be Noel, you can't lock the vineyard. The Achronim point out, if I'm not mistaken, the Sefer Chut Hashani quotes such a Deya, that the Mashmos of the Rambam is the following. I remember exactly where I saw it. In the Igris Moshe, Chelek Gimel, in Yoredeya Simen Sadi, Ramesha Feinstein writes that from the Lashon Rambam is mashma over here that there are two mitzvahs. Number one is that you're not allowed to lock. Number two is you have a mitzvah to be mafkir. So according to Ramesha Feinstein, lechatchila, the mitzvah of V'Hashvi'is Tishmetenu Natashta has two parts to it. It has the bitul aseh, by locking your field, your garden, and then there's a mitzvah for you to be mafkir. This is issue number one in Halacha L'maisa that I want to discuss. The Chazon Ish is well known to have disagreed with this, and he connected this to one of the biggest issues that we have discussed. We discussed this a long time ago. Today is the last day of the winter's man that we're learning Hilchos Shemitah. We discussed this issue that the Chazon Ish is discussing all the way in the beginning of the Zman. In Simin Chof, on page 288 in the Chazon Ish edition, in Dibra HaMaskel Umihu, the Chazon Ish mentions the famous machlokas about whether the mitzvah on Shemitah is a mitzvah of Afkata the Malka or Afkata the Gavra. Is the mitzvah a mitzvah on you to be mafkir your field? Or does Hashem mafkir Eretz Yisrael? And we discussed many nafkaminas in our introduction to Rishurim in Hilchos Shemitah. It's already not from this winter's month. We discussed it, I think, even almost a year ago, after Pesach. The crux of the machlokas is a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Ma'abit, whether it's Afkata the Malka or Afkata the Gavra. The famous Nafkamina is whether Peros of a Goy have Kedusha Shvius. The Beis Yosef says no, because he holds that it's Afkata the Gavra. So he says, since the Goy doesn't have a Chiyuv of Shemitah, so then in such a case, the Beis Yosef of the opinion that his Peros do not have Kedusha Shvius. While the Ma'abit says, not that way, the Ma'abit says that it's Afkata the Malka, everything is Hefker. Another application of this is a very basic question of whether you need to say that you're being Mafkir your field. The Pasa Shulchan says that when it comes to Yisrael, it's not Hefker. If you take a look at Dibra Maskel Miu, he quotes the Pasa Shulchan, I have it underlined here. Dib Yisrael ein a hefker ad she yafkir. It's not hefker when it comes to Yisrael until he himself is mafkir the fruits. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not correct. Sheze eino, devadai rachmon afkirei. Certainly, the Torah is mafkir it. So the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that a person doesn't have to be mafkir his field. And if we take a look at the Mechilta itself seems to support what the Chazon Ish is saying. Because what did the Mechilta say? What is Vahashvias Tishmetenu Netashta? It says that you're not supposed to lock your field. You're not supposed to lock your field. And I'd like to add, when the Rambam describes the mitzvah asei, he doesn't say that you need to be mafkir. He says you have to do this thing called being mashmit, and his example is that you're not supposed to lock your field, which means the field is supposed to be open up to people. But does that mean that you need to be mafkir? We already discussed biur perosh shvius. You have to be mafkir like your mafkir perosh shvius at the time of biur? No, the Chazon Ish argues. It's Afkata de Malka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it Hefker. While the Pasa Shulchan will come out, and he will hold that you'll have to be Mafkir it Bepeh. The one thing that Rav Moshe Feinstein has going for him, is that the Lashon of the Rambam seems to be, as we pointed out, twofold. Number one is that you can't be Noel Karmo, and if you are, you're Bitul Mitzvah Saseh. And then he says, Eliyafkir HaKol. You should be mafkir everything. So Rav Moshe understands that there are two parts in the Rambam. That there's the part of yafkir akol, that's the second part. And the first part is not to be noel your kerem. And he said, although I think the Chazon Ish will respond, that if you look in the Rambam is not saying that that's the definition of Ashvias Tishmetenu Natashta. Rather, you're mafkir and open to everybody, so as va'achlu avyone amecha, that the poor people will be able to eat. But this is halacha lemaisan nafkamina number one, of whether it's afkata de malka or afkata de gavra, in terms of how you read the pasuk, va'ashvias tishmetenu unetashta. Truth be told, I just saw before the shir that the Yerushalmi in Peah, which is not quoted by many of the poskim, the Tar Tamima quotes on the pasuk of Ashvias Tishmetenu Natashta, might seem to indicate that there's a mitzvah of Hefker, but within the Rambam, there's, and the Clearly in the Mechilta, there's a lot of room to understand, like the Chazon Ish, that there isn't a particular mitzvah. Okay, that is Nafkamina number one. How did Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Paskin? So if you take a look in Shulchan Shlomo, on page Reish Aleph, in the Shulchan Shlomo page Reish Aleph, he writes the following. B'sefer Dinei Shvius, Heviud Shedaito Shel Moran, Moran here is Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, Shetzarech Lahafgir Bepeh L'das HaBeis Yosef, that according to the Beis Yosef, you're going to have to be mafgir bepeh. Why? Because the Beis Yosef holds it's afgata de gavra. V'kach kosa b'sheles u'tshuvas igris Moshe v'atam. U'delo k'moshe kosa v'achazon ish, dekivan shu sover, l'ikir kahani desari shefgir b'shiyas z'afgata de malka, nasa afgir me'elo v'ein tzarech amira. Because the Chazon Ish generally went with the approach of Afgata de Malka, and therefore there's no need for Hefker. And then at the end of Oz Gimel, I was thrilled to see that Reb Shlomo Zalman says exactly what we said before, and that is on the last line he says, and according to the Beis Yosef, all you have to do is show that the area is Hefker. Le Beis Yosef Tzarech Laharos. You need to show that it's Hefker. And once you show that it's Hefker, it's going to be enough. So how do you show that it's Hefker? So then you have Protzos. Then you open it up. And because of Tikkun HaOlam, so then we've said you don't have to break open the fence. Now, let's come to Halacha L'maisa Shaila number two. And that is, what exactly does it mean in practical terms today that you need to do Vashvias Tishmatenu Natashta, that you have to open up the area? So Lechura, we could go back to the Tumah Farshan that we had seen on the Mechilta, the Magen Avram's Perish Zeis Ranon, and the Perish Zeyin HaChameinu, who seemed to emphasize different things. The Magen Avram said that Chazal came along and said, as long as you don't lock it, it's going to be okay. If the door is open and it's not locked, then it's okay. The Perish Zeyin HaChameinu never says that. All the Perish Zeyin HaChameinu says is you don't have to break down the walls. But it could very well be then even the door being closed would be problematic. The Heter of Tikkun HaOlam is you don't have to break down all the walls. There's no walls here anymore. It's mamish public property. That's the simple reading the Perish Zeyin HaChameinu learns for Vashvias Tishmatena Unetashta. Comes along the Tikkun HaOlam. The Tikkun HaOlam says you don't have to knock down the walls, but everything else, it could very well be, one needs to leave open, and then maybe not to even keep the door closed would be acceptable. How do we paskin on this exact issue? So let's take a look at the Sefer Derech Emunah of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Yes. Right. Right. That's during the Shas Biur. Right.
But even here, these fruits are hefker. They're makir to the world. Why can't the Baal, the person who's feeling, take the fruits just as it is?
Oh, so we're going to discuss down the line that what you're allowed to take is three seudos worth. Everybody's allowed to take. You, when we say you have to make it hefker, doesn't mean that you can't take like everybody else. But you're only allowed to take three seudos worth. That's you as the Baal HaBayis. Now, there are some who point out actually, it's the first line in the Derech Emunah, what you just asked. In Sif Katan, Kuf Samach Tes, on page 250 in the Derech Emunah, he says, "Vafilu rotzel lahafkir achar kach b'shas lekita asur el tzarech shetei asade kol hashana mizuman umufkar lakol." It's not enough for a person to say, "Okay, when it comes to harvest time, I'm going to open it up." No, it needs to be accessible to everybody at quote unquote all times. We're going to need to define We're going to see all times might not mean all times mamish, but it needs to be accessible to everybody. And therefore, anybody could come to harvest. And not only when you're harvesting is should it be open to everybody, but all of the time. He continues that according to the Chazon Ish, the halacha is that you don't have to be mafkir. But he says still there would be a mitzvah on the Bailam lechatchila to do it, because at the end of the day, there are many shitas that hold that you need to. However, in the Be'er Halacha, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita goes further. On page Kuf Chavav, he goes further and he discusses a couple of important applications to this practical lemaisa of how much does a person need to leave his field open. And about 12 lines from the bottom, he says the following, V'yesh la'ayin od, mashir ahefkir shetzarech lahafkir. He says, I'm not sure what exactly is the shiur hefkir. Imchayv lahafkir kol hame'es la'es. Does the garden have to be open all 24 hours? O desagi shiyiten likanes kama shaos biyom dumya depeya. The halacha by peya is that you don't need to leave the corner open at all the time. As long as you tell the poor people when your peya is going to be open, that's enough. Umilashon amichilta sheporetz ba pratzos mashma dechara detzara shiuchuli kanes tamid. For the simple reading is that they should be able to come in all the time. Vitzarechiyun. So Reb Chaim leaves off as a tzarechiyun. Are you allowed to at times have it open and times have it closed? Rav Neven Sal Shlita has a mechut, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky was mefakbek. When I showed this to him today, he said to me that he wouldn't. There's one word here he would have written differently, and that is not mashur hahefker. What is the shear of hefker? Because at the end of the day, of course you have to be mafkir. The question is, what is the shear of pirtza, he said. In other words, for sure it has to be hefker. But the question is it considered la halacha hefker if there are times that the person will be able to walk in and there are times that the person will not be able to walk in? Bottom line that we have a Masorah from the Chazon Ish is in Ha'ara Reish Tzadi Zayin. He says a tradition that they heard from the Chazon Ish. V'shamanum, the three lines from the bottom in the Tziun Ha'alach on page Kuf Chavav. V'shamanum b'shem Moran shebemakom atzorech muter lo linol hadeles v'lichtov sham pitka shekol mi sherotze lito yachol lekabel ha'mafteach mibayis. Wow. This is an amazing heter from the Chazon Ish. Not only the Chazon Ish claims, is one allowed, or one we could discuss, whether you're allowed to say that there are hours, but you're even allowed to say, if you want to come to collect the fruits, the key is available at such and such place, and then that would be enough for it to be considered hefker. Now to me this sounds like quite a chidush, especially like we saw from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, the biggest het that the Magen Avraham gave us in his parish on the Mechilta, was he said that it could be closed, but not locked. The fact that one could say, the lock it and say that you're going to be able to get the key somewhere else, it's not wild, it's not crazy, because at the end of the day, it is accessible, but this is a chidush in terms of Eshvias Tishmetena Unatashta. Probably the Chazon Ish's logic is this is part of the Mechilta's argument. What was the Mechilta's concern, according to the Magen Avraham's pshat? That people were going to ruin your garden. There's no mitzvah for you to get your garden ruined. So then, the solution is, today, by having the door closed but not locked, we discussed in Hilchos Yichud the idea of closed but not locked. So if you have something that's closed but not locked, so then in such a case, then that would be considered open and accessible. Well, today, open, not locked, would put your property in danger, so the Chazon Ish is makel. I would recommend that people only follow this heter, the Chazon Ish, b'makom tzorech. If there isn't a tzorech, so then in such a case, then I think that there's a lot of room to argue that the land should be accessible even at all times. Although, halacha lemaisa, what's discussed today in many of the poskim is the following. Let's see two quotes in halacha lemaisa. In the Sefer Chutshani from Rav Nissen Karelitz, who should have a refuah shalema, on page Reish Chav Gimel, he quotes this idea, and he says the following: "Va'omrim mishmei achazon ish." Here, he differentiates between our two shilas. He says, we discussed two different shilas. Let's sharpen. One shila is whether you're allowed to put a sign on the door of the garden that you could get the key somewhere else. And the other is whether you're allowed to say, come between the hours of 3 and 6. You're allowed to come to take fruits from 3 to 6. So the Chut Shani differentiates between these two shilas. The Omrim, Mishmei HaChazonish, Im Tolim Petek Al Minol Shaperos and some part of the same Hefker, Vevshe Kabel Tamavteyah Shapirdo. I mean, that works. The Chazonish said it. So Rav Nissen Karelitz does not disagree with that. However, he says, "Umestabra the asa the hagbil at zmani hekmisam lepardes." However, to say you could only come at a particular time is mestabra that it's aser. And I want to add that that is the pashtus of the mechilta and all the mefarshim in the mechilta. You don't see in the mechilta any right that a person has to limit when someone's going to come. The moment you're saying you could come in these hours and not these hours is the moment that you're not doing a full Vashvi's Tishmateno Natashta. Yes, you don't need to break down the walls. Yes, there's a concept of Tikkun HaOlam if the garden is going to be damaged. So then you have the Chazon Ish's Eitzah. But to say you could come at these particular hours and not other hours, then that would be considered problematic. This is not muskam. Not everybody agrees with what Rav Karelitz says. Rav Nevensal Shlita told me that he thought that as long as it's clear the hours when people are coming in, then that would be acceptable as well. And this is the psak of the Ben Kedoshim, the Siach HaShmita. Siach HaShmita is a grandson of Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Steinman, and he writes on page Kuf Yud, L'chora mutar likbo ashos knisa motai lavo, that he says it's mutter, and he says that even though Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that we saw in the Derech Emuna, was mesupik about that, nevertheless, at the end, he came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, his grandfather told him, Lekula. And then he adds, "Umakom atzorech yachalino legamri." And then, but even in makom atzorech, you're allowed to lock it entirely, but to put the mafteya, a sign saying that the mafteya could be found at such and such a place, and it has to be accessible. I would add, kedarki, I would like to be mafakpek a little bit in the order of the sefer Siach HaShmita, and that is, what is the better of the two possibilities? Is the better of the two possibilities to say, to lock it all the time and say you could get the key over there? Or is it better for you to say that it's prohibited to trespass except between 3 and 6 you could get the peros? So the simple reading of the Sefer Siach HaShmita is that it's better, you're allowed right away l'chora mutter for 3 to 6, and b'diavad you're allowed to put a sign. But that I don't think, for sure, Rav Nissim Karelitz would disagree with that. Rav Nissim Karelitz holds that it's permissible to put the sign, but to say the 3 to 6 is going to be problematic. Why? Why do I disagree with the Siach HaShmita's presentation? Because at the end of the day, if a person is saying you could get the mafteach somewhere else, he's being mafkirit to you. But what's the heter? Lani Zaiti the Chazon Ish is based on the fact Tikkun HaOlam. Like the Magen Avraham said, that there's tikkun olam, that people are going to run through your backyard. So here, if you're someone who's really interested, you could get the key at any time, and then we'll allow you in. But this heter that the Siach HaShmita puts first, likbo ha'shoaz knisa masayavo, that it's prohibited for you to come at any other time. Wow! You're saying the Bible only applies from 3 to 6 in the afternoon during Shemitah. That to me is more of a chiddush. It's more of a chiddush. So lichatchila, I would say that if a person is concerned about people coming and he has one of two possibilities, I would choose the possibility of putting the sign on the lock where people could come. Obviously, I would recommend, the eights I would recommend for everybody is a door closed and not locked, even on 24 hours. But chas v'chalil, it shouldn't come at the expense. Someone just called me up an hour ago about a woman who has this, that the doctors, Hashem Yirachem, are concerned that if she'll become pregnant, that she could have a rupture that could be life-threatening. So in such a case, when it comes to Shailat Pikuach Nefesh, so even if there are questions of Pru or Vu, v'chule, 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 at the end of the day, everything's Nitcha v'pnei Pikuach Nefesh. It's the same thing over here. Everything, if there's any concern for anybody in the house to leave the door open, any type of case of Pikuach Nefesh, of course, then we will, the mitzvah of Shemitah doesn't apply. And if the concern is that the garden is going to be run over, so then in such a case, then there were these halachas of tikkun olam that we saw in the Mechilta, especially the way Magen Avraham understood it. But if all variables are equal and there isn't really a concern of the tikkun olam, I would recommend that if a person's uncomfortable to leave the door open, that at least the chalapachos, that what they should do is leave the door closed and not locked. If they're concerned for any reason with the door being open and not locked, is to put a sign. I'd prefer that, Lania's deity, over the show's Haknisa. So that's my small pickbook. It's not my first one that I've had with the very fine Mechaber, the Siach HaShmita. I think this is number two or number three of a pickbook that we've had on a couple of small pickbookim on the Psakim. A very fascinating Shaila that came up. I want to repeat something that was said within these holy walls. And that is a third fascinating dune in the Gedolei Achronim that Reb Chaim Kanievsky feels is a big error, and Reb Nevinzal as well. And that is the Shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. Many of the Gedolei Apostkim take on the Minchas Chinuch who has. This is issue number three. Issue number three is women and the mitzvah of being mafkir afield. So let's review which topics we've discussed up until now. We discussed afkata de malko, afkata de gavra that relate to the sugya of ashris tishmetenu unetashta. We've discussed halacha lemaisa, what tishmetenu unetashta means. How much hefker do you have to make the field? What exactly the definition of it being open is? And we had practical machlokios. And now, our next issue is women and the mitzvah of Ashvias Tishmetenu Natashva. In a celebrated Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah pei dalet, the Minchas Chinuch raises the following question. He says, Lama hanashim chayavos mitzvahs b'mitzvah zu? Why are women included in this mitzvah? Ha mitzvah saseh shazman grama, Nashim Pturos. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And if that is so then women should be exempt from the mitzvah. And therefore he raises the possibility that women are not included in the chiyuv to be mafgir their field. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in the Hakdama, the first Be'er Halacha in Hilchos Shemitah, challenges this Minchas Chinuch just with Mar Mekomos. He has, it's the last Derech Emunah we have photocopied before the Chazon Ish. I underlined a few of his Mar Mekomos, where he discusses the requirement of shvius in Mishnayis that seemed to include women as well. And therefore, Reb Chaim Kanievsky concludes that the mitzvah of Ashvius Tishmetenu Natashta applies to women just like it does to men. And the question of why don't we say it's a mitzvah sasesha as man grama, that in of itself is an interesting question. Why is it? But at the end of the day, we should consider it a mitzvah sasei shezman grama. Now, one of the Talmidim over here argued that all of the rayas of Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Be'er Halacha are all rayas that a woman needs to keep kedusha shvius. For example, in the end of Perek Hey, we have halachas mashelas isha lecharita kedusha shvius. So there, that would all seem to indicate the requirement of her keeping kedushas shvius. But who says that there's a chiyuv on her in terms of being shoves mimalacha? That was what one of the Talmidim asked. Maybe there's a chiluk between the two. To which Rav Nevensal this morning replied astutely, and he said, at the end of the day, if one is a mitzvah sasei shezman grama, and their women are chayavos, then it would only be logical that she be chayeves also in the other one of the mitzvah sasei shezman grama. Finally, a very small, cute shaila. Rabosai, are you allowed to give a yasher koach to a kohen after he finishes duchening? For that matter, are you allowed to say thank you to a person who allowed you into his garden and gave you peiros shvius? Take a look at this absolutely fascinating discussion in the Shulchan Shlomo in page Reish Beis. In page Reish Beis, he raises the following. Os Vav. B'mesecha Shvius, Beis Hillel Omrim, Ochol Peiros Shvius, B'tova V'shelo B'tova. Va'ayim B'rashash. Oh, so let's translate that. That means that when it comes to Peiros Shvius, you're allowed to do it B'tova and Shelo B'tova, eat from the Peiros Shvius. And the Rashash says, Yeshafti Bazeh Aminik. Now I understand why you could say to the Kohen Yasher Koach. Asher Rabim lo agwazeh. Kiven hei mitzuvim. Since they're mitzuvim, they're mechuyiv to do this. And then you can't give the Kohen a Yasher Koach, because that seems to indicate that the Kohen was doing it out of his own volition. Thank you. You can't give him a thank you. He was a mitzuvah. I don't know if that's a problem. Just because he's a mitzvah doesn't necessarily mean that you can't say thank you to him. But, says the Rashash, what do we see? Shvius, you have to open up your thing to me. But nevertheless, the halacha is what? What do we say? The halacha is that you could give Latova v'shelo Latova. What does that mean, Latova? Latova means to say thank you. Latova means that it because you let me into your backyard, I'm going to give you a ride to work, etc., etc. And therefore, the halacha is that one is allowed to say thank you, even those who thought that if there's someone has a chiyuv, so then in such a case, you're not allowed to say thank you. And therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman concludes on page Reish Gimel, Ubeshvius, Shaperos Haim Hefker, Ein Chiyuv Lahodos. There isn't a Chiyuv to say thank you. Vesal Kedar Sheish Afilu Isr Lahodos. Shal Yidei Zen, Noshenos Natal Reu Marek Yilu Aperos Mishumarim. The Rosh says that there's a problem. You would have thought there's a problem by saying thank you as if the fruits belong to him. There, that's even worse than giving a Yashir Koach to the Kohen. Kamash Malon Shemutal Achzik Lotova Kach. The Mishnah tells us you're allowed to say thank you, and that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman Kedarka B'Kodesh, who was a tremendous Baal Midos, he says V'ro'i Lahodos L'Akach. You shouldn't be concerned about saying thank you, and it's always a good policy. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes this special topic of the requirement of making one's fruit and field ownerless. Four issues: Afkata de Malkor, Afkata de Gavra. The machlok is between the Chazon Ish and the Pas HaShulchan, which relates to how you read the Pasuk, two different ways of reading the Rambam. The question of what does it mean, Tishmetena Unitashta, What does it mean in terms of what is the gather of making your field open? How far does the requirement go? According to simple Riyah Mechilta, once upon a time you even had to take down your fences. What about today? Where situations where a person is concerned that people will run over their field, the different positions of the Chazon Ish and the Chut Shani, as well as the Siach HaShmita. And then the issue of Lahachzik Tova.